I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys of Fire.
I saved the day.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
All righty, Steiny back with Guru. It is Tuesday in free agency.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it.
Perhaps.
Yeah, somebody said, where is it? Oh, boy. Oh, man.
These cameras, I like how I look. Daddy, I like them. And that's what life's about.
How about this? I'm realize 90% was hyperbole. What is the actual percentage that the big three make of the cap? As of the most recently announced NBA salary cap for 24-25, which is $140 million, blah, 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 the combined salaries of Curry, Butler, and Green occupy approximately 90% of the Golden State Warriors cap.
Right, $141 million, right? Now, those three, that's a lot.
Yeah, if they bring Kuminga back, that percentage will go down.
Stoney, I don't even think if there's an if. He's coming back. He's coming back. I ain't mad, but how are we going to make it work?
I got news for you.
Okay, I'm right here, baby.
Again, they couldn't reach an agreement last year. He's not crazy about wanting to be here.
Okay.
They're certainly not going to overpay him. They're not going to offer him $30 million a year. Right?
Right.
Okay. So.
Would they offer him 25?
My understanding is they really haven't offered him anything right now. So, to be completely fair and honest about this, we don't know what's going on. Like, we don't know if Kuminga's told the Warriors, listen, I'm not signing long term here. We don't know if Kuminga said, can you guys do me a favor and please let me go?
Well, if he did, that makes these last couple of days worse. Like, you should have been ahead of the curve, you know, if you knew that.
Well, I mean,
we got a super chat. I can't find it. Donnie, hold on. All
right. Let me see. Ooh, it's way deep. It's buried. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
We got a lot of people.
Steiny, per Barry Jackson. Oh, Barry Jackson's been around forever down South Florida. Jackson says Miami reporter Heater now out on Jonathan Kuminga. That's Atco Pest Control. $5.
He's too old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I.
Let something like that body, and that athleticism and that power walk out of here. I don't know if you can really afford to do that, Snotty.
Do you? So what do you think of Al Horford? Warrior fans?
Evan asked me that yesterday. Listen, Donnie, I'm not mad, but I don't think that's going to propel you or make you better than you were last year.
How come we didn't acknowledge that there was probably not a move out there that was going to do that for the Warriors?
Well, no. I was dreaming of names. Jaren Jackson Jr., now he's in Memphis forever, but there were names that, you know, I'm sitting there. Now, Wiggins, what about Wiggins? Could there be, well, now with that report, you know, if we could somehow get Wiggins back here,
I
would be in. But Horford, Steiny, I'm not mad, but is that what this older team needs? We need Thundercats, and that's what JK is. But could you parlay him into a different Thundercat?
Dibs hates that.
But you get the gist. We need some dogs.
We've got to get out of the mindset that the Warriors are running free agency, or that the Warriors have clout, or that the Warriors have different avenues to go down. They don't. They don't. This is they're right here, right now, because this is where they chose to be. Starting 3 years ago, this is where they telegraphed everything. So good for them. They followed through. And now here they are with no money, with one player that they can use to either re-sign and bring back, or maybe use him as part of another deal to get another guy back. We know they need to get younger. This guy is young, but they don't like this young one, so they want to get another young one for our young one that they might like better. I want to know what Steph Curry's thinking about this offseason. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and if I was in the car with the chef or we were having lunch, Donnie, over a chicken Caesar salad, I would ask him, what do you think of DeAndre Ayton? The guy can play. He's been a misfit. And I'm reading all the stuff now that he was doing in at his last stop in Portland, Stoney. But my gosh, I would take him over Horford.
I know you would, because you're desperate.
Oh,
you just
I admit it.
Want a name. But you don't even care.
Desperate.
Ayton. Nobody wants Ayton. For goodness sake, DeAndre Ayton was just waived. They said, look, DeAndre, what is he, 28?
Yeah.
You know what? All things considered, we don't even want you on our team. I mean, like, sure, go get Ayton.
But Dre would get him in line.
Okay.
This whole culture.
Are you still, like...
No, I'm serious, Donnie.
Dude, come on, buddy.
So would you... You would rather have Horford than Ayton?
Probably, yeah.
I wouldn't. Because I'm betting on...
Did you really say Draymond... What would Draymond do to Ayton?
Put his ass in check. A chokehold.
Okay.
Manage with fear. I'm dreaming, but I'm being real. Dude,
no, you're not
play.
Being real. You're not being real.
We need Thundercat.
Let's go to Scott Marin. Cheer me up, Scott.
Scotty.
I didn't know I was walking into this.
Me. It's the Warriors, Scotty. Okay.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm just thank God every day that Guru is not the head of basketball operations.
Now, Scott, you're my guy. That hurts, man. We would be a winner, baby.
No, because you're. I mean, when you start going down Ayton's road, forget about it. This guy's not a winning player. They don't want this guy anywhere near that club. I think we're all getting a little crazy. We knew what they were boxed in this offseason, because the big move they made was to bring Jimmy in, and they got him for less than half a season. So I think they played like 750 ball when he showed up. Kuminga had disappeared, and let me tell you, this Kuminga thing, I'm so tired of it. Well, here are his numbers from last year: 45, 30, and 66. You're going to give those kind of number, that kind of money to a guy with those kind of numbers? His handle is still suspect. He shows flashes of where he can drive to the hole. Then he gets fouled and he makes, you know, he misses one of every three he takes. You know, I mean, so let's be honest about where he is. This is why all this has happened to Kuminga. He would have got paid if he had performed. And he has not ever performed to what the expectations have been. And maybe he will someday, but unless he can learn how to shoot the ball and handle the rock a little better, are you going to pay a wing to shoot 45% from the field, 30% from three, and 66% from the line? That's not happening. So that's why they're in the dilemma that they're in right now. So anyway.
Scott, I love you. And I know you're having fun. You lightweight minute. So, okay, Stoney, let's just say Scott's right. Okay. How do you make sure you maximize him departing this team? That would be a sign and trade, right? Or you take him into Kuminga into next season and wait for the deadline.
Yeah. You can let him walk for nothing. He can say, I'm coming back for 7.9 and I'll be unrestricted next year.
Wow. 7.9.
I'm kind of with Scott. What was the Evan or Goo? Do you guys remember Slater reported something last year where he used the term, they're kind of far apart. Warriors offered 30, but Kuminga wanted 35? Those are about. Well, he made a mistake.
Well,
he made a big mistake.
It's like the Phantom Clay Thompson. Did he really get offered to 25? You know what I mean?
Well, I get the sense he did. But
If
Kuminga didn't take 25, he made a big mistake.
No doubt.
Okay. Well, he made a mistake. And now where the Warriors are, they can't offer him that anymore.
And how would you describe?
Because they got Jimmy Butler now.
Where are the Warriors?
They're on the periphery of
it's uncomfortable for
playoff teams. That's the way I look at it. They're on the periphery of playoff teams.
The West is happy hour right now, Stoney. Loaded, man, and getting better.
Let's go. The other thing is, you never know. I mean, Cam Johnson was a guy. He was like Willard's favorite guy.
Him and Grandy.
And
I like him too. He's gone.
But you look at what the Nets got for him? Michael Porter Jr.
Who I would love on this team.
Even if he's flawed, like, how are the Warriors going to get Cam Johnson?
Right.
They don't have anybody like Michael Porter Jr. All right, let's get it going with Marco in Petaluma. Hey, Marco, how you doing?
Good. Hey, guys. Look, the NBA as we know it is done. Or I should say as we know it, like as a 55-year-old, the NBA that we've come to love and we grew up in the 80s and 90s with, and then even the more recent era is done. You know, you've got five or six teams in the last couple of years that have, you know, the owners have tapped out. There's some work.
Hey, Marco, we lost you. Call back.
Yeah, he was. I'm with him, Stein. You need a center like Indiana has, the Miles Turner type. Who now
he's on the Bucks.
That's to appease Giannis. I got to believe Giannis is now. But there are reports that Giannis is upset that they did Dame the way they did. And I love Dame Lillard, Oakland zone. But Steiny,
go get him.
I have problems talking about a player that is going to miss 90 or 95% of the next year.
Well, why don't you have a problem with the Warriors' three stars then?
Steiny, stop. You have no data that's got you thinking that they're going to miss games like that.
No, they're going to play full
Kuminga
season.
Was the youngest of the bunch, and he missed the most at all through four of them.
You know what's funny is all of a sudden now a lot of Warrior fans don't like where they're at. Well, what didn't you see coming?
A list of names.
Okay.
Off the board.
Here's the other thing that could be happening. What if nobody wants Kuminga? And here's the other thing about Kuminga. The way the Warriors have utilized him, why would another team that knows the Warriors aren't crazy about him give up anything significant for him? Like, if I'm another team and I'm looking at Jonathan Kuminga, I'm thinking, I like him, a nice little player, but you ain't getting nothing for him. Mm. How come? Because we don't have to give you anything for him.
But
go ahead, sign him to a 3-year, $100 million deal now. Sign Kuminga to a 3-year, $100 million deal right now. I dare you. That's what teams are saying.
Right, and you're making a lot of sense. I hope you're wrong, but Steiny, keep it real. Put the right on the table. Your first one since you've been back, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. That's not how this was supposed to jump off.
How was it supposed to jump
Kuminga
off?
Kuminga was going to have a line around the corner, or maybe half that line. We don't know that to be the case, so maybe that's still out there. But for them to feel like they're in neutral right now and other teams are adding and getting better, And you're going to laugh and scoff. Like, tell me who is the rebounder on? Who is the goon? And it was Loon. Who's going to replace him? Like, you sitting there smiling. I'm being silly. Like,
well,
hey, nostalgia, I get it. Looney was everything. But, okay, who's replacing him? And you could say, goo, it's early. Well, let me tell you, it ain't early. It gets late fast.
You're replacing 15 minutes a game. That's what you're replacing.
But you don't see how I work. That 15 minutes was wrong.
What do you mean?
I've seen him play more minutes than that. I don't think that's how he. I feel like Looney should have been on the court more. That's me. That's how I think. So when you say the truth is, just like with Kuminga, Kerr utilized him that way, I feel like that was wrong. But how are you just, okay, we'll do it. Jeff Hostetler, we'll keep it at 15. But who's the best rebounder on this team? Who's your big that you could count on? Okay, TJD, he fell out of favor. I'm just telling you, this looks like Kuminga's coming back. And my question to you and Warrior fans is, and again, for the millionth time, is Kerr finally going to say,
why?
We have to play him. I got to do something I don't want to do. That's the only way something different pops off here as far as success. The guy can play. We just saw that.
Guru, you can't simplify it like the guy can play. The guy can score. You got to say that. You got to stop saying he can play. You got to start saying he can score. And they know he can score. They know he can score. I understand the Looney loss in terms of his reputation and his history. I'm not concerned with 15 minutes a game.
The production is not. Wow.
No, I'm just not. And I'm not saying he was bad or he's useless, but I mean, I
this is Kevon Looney.
Hey, Kevon, how you doing, buddy?
Kevon Looney. And he's back with Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
I like that. I get warm thinking about that.
Let's go to Big Smooth.
Our man.
Big Smooth's in Oakland. Hey, Big Smooth, how you doing?
Help us out, man.
Gentlemen, we got to stop acting like they're running the Warriors like a radio show. You think these guys haven't been working on something? You think Mike Dunleavy's sitting at home panicking? Do you think they're releasing Looney and they're saying, oh, my gosh, we just released Looney. What are we going to come on, guys. Mike Dunleavy is not a cabbage head. He's working on something. Obviously, we can't judge this thing right now.
Wow.
Here's what I know. Mike is a professional, man. Do we actually – what do you guys think about Mike Dunleavy? You think he's an idiot?
I don't think he's an idiot.
The West is getting tougher.
I don't think he's
an – man, the West is getting tougher.
I don't
think – you think they're releasing Looney with no answer, Goo? Goo, you're acting like, oh, they released Looney, like they're panicking. They are working on something.
All right, I smooth. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
We heard that these deals take a while. We acting like – we're not panicking right now. Let's wait. Now, listen, if we stay like this after all this is
okay.
Over,
all right, there you go.
Other stuff.
All right.
Now, listen, JK, we got to stop it with this JK thing, man. We may have to hold on to him for longer, but he's going to play where they want him to play. We know he can score 16 and get 3 rebounds. That's pretty much what he's done. We got to stop calling him a Thundercat, Goo. He's not a Thundercat. He's not a Thundercat. He's a Thunder kitten. That shouldn't be a kitten. Listen, if you have a child and he doesn't learn how to walk after 4, after 5, you're kind of thinking something's wrong with my child. He should be walking by now. But hey, all I'm saying is he's developing pretty slow. Now, you could attribute that to him getting a late start in hoops. He didn't play the AAU circuit like most have. He may turn out to be – he's not turning out to be a 25-point game player. Right. He's not. We got to stop. It's not going to happen.
Smoothie, I love everything you said, Steiny, but I love what the little thing he put in there, the little disclaimer. He'll call back and be upset and say what I feel right now, if nothing changes, is valid. He's under the assumption that they got something going on, and he could be right. But I'm just telling you, Smoothie, I do love your honesty. Just in case they don't, and this is it, and they're running it back, how I feel is warranted. And Vince Vargas on the YouTube chat, who I love, Stoney, we love these two just spewing nonsense. No, I'm just sharing with you how I feel right now, Vince. So to Smoothie's point, he's being proactive. I'm being reactive.
I think he could be halfway down the middle.
That's
I don't think they got a lot of action for Kuminga. And quite frankly, I'm not sure why they would. I mean, and here's the other thing. Like, I hate to say it, but we're talking about a fringe starter or a sixth man right now with Kuminga. I don't necessarily think the entire Warriors future is dependent on Kuminga. Doesn't mean I want to get rid of him. I don't want to get rid of him, especially on this team.
Oh, man.
But when they made the Butler deal and they extended Butler, that was it. Like, again, we spent the second half of the season saying, boy, they do not have a lot of flexibility. What's the move they have? They only have one move. They're either going to bring Kuminga back or they're going to try to sign and trade him for somebody else. That's exactly what has played out. Exactly what's played out. And I don't know if there are deals out there, sign and trade for Kuminga, that they don't like. I don't know if there's a deal they want that the other team doesn't like. But this is kind of what we should have expected. I couldn't figure out why they thought they could solve the JK problem a day into free agency. It's a sign and trade. I mean, you don't really sign and trade until things start to shake out a little bit. So and the other thing is right now they can't really do a lot because they don't know. They still could today. Who's a free agent out there? Who? Give me just a free agent out there. Not Ayton.
This is James Wiseman.
I'm trying to come
just
on.
Just give me a...
That's pretty good.
Like, let's say Ayton were...
Well, Schroeder's the king now.
Yeah.
Chris Paul.
No, I wanted a bigger guy. Like
that's a great one.
Like, if Jakob Poeltl. This is what they could do. He's not a free agent. If Jakob Poeltl were a free agent, they could just let Kuminga walk. That would bring him below the luxury level. They wouldn't be a taxpayer, and it would give them access to $14 million over 1 year. They could build off that, and they could sign a guy like Poeltl if he were a free agent. Do you want to do that? Something like that. They could get that non-taxpayer mid-level by letting Kuminga walk for nothing.
You could do that. It wouldn't. I'll go Snickers. It wouldn't satisfy me, but it also would signal the 4 years of Jonathan Kuminga and whatever you want to deem, whatever type of fan or radio host you are, whatever you do. It would just signal a failure of the last 4 years that we couldn't get this guy up and running. And I'll say this to you, Stani, and the listeners. There's nothing better than talent, but more talent. And it hurts a little bit that you bring in Butler, and we know what he is on the birth certificate and the big three, but you couldn't find a way to bridge that or make that transition seamless in regard to, who's your next after these guys? Well, Kuminga, he ain't the caliber of Curry or Jimmy Butler, but man, he's got a promising future. That's how it was supposed to be. And this contract negotiation was supposed to be smooth.
Who said?
Well, had he played his part, Kuminga, you would be proud to announce Kuminga's coming back for such and such.
Listen,
3 years on.
Did anybody realize that when he didn't sign an extension last year, this was the road we were going down? Plain and simple. Anybody who tried to spin Kuminga not getting extended last summer, it was a joke. Mm. Was a joke. Okay, so what happened? Now he comes back. He's hurt for half the year. They get Butler. He's in Kerr's doghouse. And now all of a sudden, what? You don't like him, so you don't want to pay him. But
I like him. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that they do.
But can you
for 25?
I got you.
You know what you say? Can you afford to what? Let him go?
Yeah.
Can you afford to pay him $30 million?
No.
And have him come off the bench and not want to be here? Like, that's the other thing. Only the Warriors know if he wants to be here or not. I can't imagine he wants to be here.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying him $30 million. I can't. Even if the Warriors are like, well, yeah, we got it. Let's re-sign him and we'll trade him at the deadline.
Yeah, and I'll go back.
Good luck.
I'll go back. I hear you. I'll go back to Big Smoothie's call. I'm giving the Warriors the benefit of the doubt, but Smoothie, you have to also think the Warriors could have had plans, Stani, and they're getting denied, or what they thought was going to jump off has not popped off. So we can't leave that out the equation to what they, even just negotiating with JK and his reps. Like, oh boy, I can't wait, and I'm hoping, Stani, we get some sense of direction, and we're not talking about them because we have clarity. But boy, there are some teams in the West that are coming, and now they've added, and I'm just like, wow, we're bigless in a sense.
I always am curious about this. For the last 3 weeks when we were talking about Kuminga, we talked about sign and trade, we talked all the possibilities, right? And then about 3 weeks ago, the people who didn't know the rule or didn't know the nuances, what do we find out? In a sign and trade for Kuminga, you can only take half of his money back. And we said, oh boy, that's not good.
Not at all.
Right. And that's what's in play right now. So even though for the last month, we all kind of knew it wasn't going to be clearly defined, it isn't clearly defined because it was impossible, I think, to be clearly defined in terms of his value around the league. The other thing is, 3 weeks ago, teams aren't calling Mike Dunleavy and saying, hey, we really love Jonathan Kuminga. They're going to wait, and they're going to keep things close to the vest. And
you know, the Warriors need one team to really like Jonathan Kuminga enough to give something up for him. But again, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
On the other side, Stoney, just share with us, if it is Al Horford, how much better you think he makes them?
Do they re-sign Kuminga?
Well, let's say yes.
Marginally. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see a bunch of people that want to talk.
You got to tell us about the trip, bro.
There's nothing to tell.
Did you do the speech? Off the top of the head or the paper?
5 minutes. Yeah, I was off the iPhone.
Let's get nuts. That's pretty good.
That didn't even sound like me.
Your girl didn't come in Friday either.
My girl didn't come in either. Friday.
Marcy.
My girl.
Marcy was Grandy.
My girl
was at the hospital.
Yeah, so I heard. I heard about that.
Don't roll your eyes.
It's not at you.
Oh, yeah.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Let's get nuts.